This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
This week, our focus has been that scourge known as youth unemployment in Europe. The numbers are terrifying. Among 18 to 24-year-olds in Greece, 60% are jobless. In southern Spain, it's 74%. I wanted to connect to Marketplace's European correspondent, Stephen Beard, in London, who's been visiting some of the hardest-hit countries. Morning, Stephen.
Hello, David.
Now, you visited some of the countries worst hit by unemployment among young people, and we've been listening to your pieces, but have you drawn any conclusions from this experience?
Well, I mean, first of all, I should say I was very impressed by the quality of these young people, their intelligence and their energy. And I was also extremely shocked that this continent seems to be consigning so many of them to the scrap heap of unemployment.
Now, as we've been reporting, there are many younger people in the United States without work. It's a big problem here, but the situation in Europe is markedly worse. Why?
The recession has been longer and deeper here than in the US, and what we're seeing here is clearly the effect of recession. But also, as Lizzie Crowley of the Work Foundation in London points out, the labour markets, especially in southern Europe, tend to be pretty rigid.
They don't have the kind of flexible labour market that in, like, for instance, in the US, where there's a whole range of different types of working, temporary, part-time. They don't have that type of range of opportunities.
European countries are being forced to shake up their labour markets, make it easier to fire and therefore hire workers. And the OECD has just reported that labour reforms in Spain are helping create 20,000 new jobs a month.
So some reform may be coming to the labor rules, which, among others, businesses will embrace, I suppose.
Yes, indeed. I mean, there's been a big wave of emigration of young people from especially northern Spain and Italy and Greece to some of the more buoyant parts of Europe. And in the case of Spain, there are those who say this could be a blessing. Here's Gail Allard of the IE Business School in Madrid.
If these young people come back in, you know, in a space of 3-4 years, they bring all this back to their country. They bring some experience. They bring some international knowledge and some languages, and that can only help Spain.
But all this depends crucially on the return of economic growth in Europe, and that does appear as distant as ever.
Marketplace's European correspondent Stephen Beard back from his tour, frankly, of a number of European countries where youth unemployment is running at ridiculous levels. Stephen, thank you.
Thank you, David.